Legislation aimed at opening the state's private school voucher program, also known as Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, to any Arizona student, is expected to go before the full Senate this week. And as KJZZ's Kerry Young reports, the vote will likely be close.
Senate Bill 1431 has proved to be controversial since it was introduced last month. When it went before the State Senate Education Committee a few weeks ago, people waited for hours just for the opportunity to testify before state lawmakers.
We're seeing a lot of deconstruction of our sacred public institutions.
Because of ESA, our son is finally in an environment where he feels safe and understood.
You're going to give more money to ESAs than you will to district schools.
It has allowed a student like me to have a better opportunity.
Debbie Lesko, a Republican from Peoria, is the bill's sponsor.
I believe in giving parents choice.
Right now, ESAs are only available to a limited group of students, like kids with disabilities and kids going to an underperforming school. If passed, Lesko's bill would open the program to all students by 2021.
This basically works just like what would happen now if a student in a district school left the district school and moved to a charter school. The money moves with the child to the charter school. The same thing happens with an ESA.
Lesko argues the move would save taxpayers money when considering local, state, and federal taxes together to send a child to a public school. But a report from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee shows looking at just the cost to the state general fund, sending a child to a private school with an ESA is more expensive than a public school.
The Arizona School Boards Association is opposed to ESAs in all forms.
Chris Cotterman is with the Arizona School Boards Association. The ASBA is one of several education groups opposed to the bill.
It's inappropriate for the state to fund private means of education when the public schools are still below their normal funding levels and suffering funding cuts and problems such as teacher retention and capital needs.
While Republicans do hold a 17-13 lead in the Senate, the vote on SB 1431 will likely be close. One Republican senator has already come out against it, and at least one other has told reporters they're on the fence. The governor's office has also not commented on whether Doug Ducey would sign the bill if it passed. Kerry Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.